Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heat and Chuff.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yet. We want you to do your best.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, I want to unpack a topic with you, Heaton. I don't know how to brand this, how to word this, but the basic gist of it is the thought that inspired me wanting to talk to you about this. It's the whole idea of, you know, benefiting from old shit that you've done. Like the whole idea is that what I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs go through that are well known is that sometimes what will happen is that an entrepreneur or startup founder will do something cool or something significant or meaningful or valuable or prominent. And then they will eat off that shit for a really long time. Eating off that shit means that they got famous or they got somehow they got a spotlight on them. And 5 years, 10 years later, when you ask yourself, why are these people still invited to, I don't know, speak at conferences or be advisors for startups or be like, why are they still getting opportunities? It's because they did something really cool 10 years ago. They haven't really created any value recently. Like they're still eating off their moment of fame, right? And it's probably people in Hollywood, people in music or business or other areas where this concept is easier to understand. Like somebody's done something really cool a long time ago, they're still eating off of that. And I've always looked down on these people, to be honest. And Frank is like, people still ask for this person's advice. This person hasn't done anything relevant in like 30 years or helped anybody in some relevant way recently, as far as I can tell. And then recently, I was on vacation in Greece. And I, during that vacation in Greece, I got a bunch of people reaching out to me and basically offering me really amazing opportunities. I was like, huh, it's interesting. I'm on vacation. I'm not doing anything. And all this stuff is coming inbound my way. And then I had, because of the type of opportunities they were approaching me with, I don't know, I had the moment where I was like, shit, this is still the fruits of the labor of a bunch of really amazing shit that I did a few years ago. And then I asked myself, this year, did I do the best work I've ever done? Did I create the best content? Did I come up with the best stories? Did I create the best products? Did I teach the best things? And in some ways, I have done really awesome work. And in other ways, I'm like, I didn't feel like it. So it started this inner dialogue of like, am I now in this position where I'm slowly but surely just benefiting for cool shit that I did a long time ago, and I'm not really creating new ideas and creating new things anymore as much as I used to, or not? And I don't know. I don't have any aim with this episode, but I want to unpack this a little bit of like, are you still doing the best work you've ever done? Are you still creating new legacy and new reputation, new branding, or is it cool to do something really awesome and kind of live up that brand for a really long time? Or like, how do you think about that? I just wanted to chit chat with you about that whole topic of like creating new valuable things or getting to a point and maintaining and eating off of something cool you've done for a long time.
Oh man. it's a very complex thing because, you're already lucky if you do something and become some level of famous. You know what I mean? Like it's already some level of luck that you became famous. But you know, when you talk about that, what comes to mind is actually actors and actresses and how some performances we'll never forget, but they might've been 20, 30 years ago.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll never forget. And I think that's important to keep in mind when you think about this topic. Because on one hand, I'm like, come on, Steli, let's not be judgmental. On the other hand, I'm like, if that person did something awesome many years ago and they're not doing anything awesome anymore, are they awesome anymore? I totally get it. I think it has a lot to do with your own point of view, right? If this person did something so great and they either are retired or can't come up with anything else, who are we to judge them? I think the judgment should come from, or the opinion should come from, the quality of what they're doing now.
Right.
So if that person did something great like 10 years ago and they're up on stage at a conference, because of that thing they did 10 years ago, I would just judge them by, if anything, judge them by the value that they're adding to the audience that day in that presentation. And I'd judge anybody, regardless of what they've done in that specific scenario, based on what they're doing today. So I think it's important to see what they're doing today and if it's valuable or not, right?
Right.
Is it okay if people ride that? Well, like, it's a perception that got created so many years ago. And not everyone has it in them to keep doing that over and over again. It's hard work. So if you got lucky once and you never knew what hard work was to get there, for whatever reason, and I'm not judging you for getting lucky, like, more power to you. That's not me. But like, if you got lucky, great, good for you. and you know what? Like, empathizing with that person, they might know they got lucky.